I squish through the damp grass and find the designated window. Like the briefing said, it's shut but not locked. A good tug, and the window hinges out toward me. It's inconveniently high up, a good 4 feet above the concrete gutter. I pull myself up and over the sill, sending a tiny avalanche of discs scuttering across the floor. The room is ghostly green, except for the bright hotspots of powered-down monitors and fans blowing air from hot CPU cases. I stumble forward over a desk covered in piles of kibble, wondering how in hell the owner is going to fail to notice my great muddy boot print between the obviously confidential documents scattered next to a keyboard and a stone-cold coffee mug. Then I'm on the floor in the QA department, and the clock is ticking. The pager vibrates again. Sit rep. I pull my mobile out of my breast pocket and dial a 3-digit number, then put it back again. Just letting them know I've arrived and everything's running smoothly. Typical laundry. They'll actually include the phone bill in the event log to prove I called in on schedule before they file it somewhere secret. Gone are the days of the impromptu black bag job. The offices of Memetics UK Limited are a typical cubicle hell. Anonymous beige fabric partitions dividing up little slices of corporate life. The photocopier hulks like an altar beneath a wall covered with devotional scriptures, the company's code of conduct, lists of compulsory employee self-actualization training courses, that sort of thing. I glance around, hunting cubicle D14. There's a mass of Dilbert cartoons pinned to the side of his partition, spore of a mildly rebellious mindset. Doubtless middle managers prowl round the warren before any visit from the upper echelons, tearing down such images that signal dissent. I feel a minor shiver of sympathy coming on. Poor bastard. What must it be like to be stuck here in the warren of cells at the heart of the new industrial revolution, never knowing where the lightning's going to strike next? There's a desk with 3 monitors on it, 2 large but otherwise ordinary ones, and a weird-ass piece of machinery that looks at least a decade old, dredged out of the depths of the computer revolution. It's probably an old Symbolics Lisp machine or something. It tweaks my antique gland, but I don't have time to rubberneck. The security guard's due to make another round in just 16 minutes. There are books leaning in crazy piles and drifts on either side. Knuth, Dijkstra, Al-Hazred, other less familiar names. I pull his chair back and sit down, wrinkling my nose. In one of the desk drawers, something's died and gone to meet its maker. Keyboard, check. Root account. I pull out the filched S-Key smart card, the laundry sourced from one of Memetics' suppliers, and type the response code to the system's challenge. One-time passwords are a bitch to crack. Once again, give thanks to the laundry's little helpers. Then I'm logged in and trusted, and it's time to figure out just what the hell I'm logged in to. Malcolm, whose desk I sit at and whose keyboard I pollute, is running an ant farm. There are dead computers under the desk, scavenged for parts, and a dubious Frankenstein server, guts open to the elements, humming like a generator beside it. For a moment, I hunt around in panic, searching for silver pentacles and glowing runes under the desktop. But it's clean. Logged in, I find myself in a maze of twisty little auto-mounted file systems, all of them alike. Fuck, shit, curse, damn it, I recite under my breath. It was never like this in Cast a Deadly Spell. I pull out the phone and dial. Capital Laundry Services, how may we help you? Give me a host name and target directory. I'm in, but I'm lost. One sec. Try auto/share/fs/scooby/net/app/user/home/malcolm/uppercase R/catbert/world-underscore-domination/manifesto. I type so fast my fingers trip over each other. There's a faint clicking as the server by the desk mounts Scooby's gigantic drive array and scratches its read-write heads, looking for what has got to be one of the most stupidly named files anywhere on the company's intranet. Hold on. Yep, got it. I view the sucker, and it's there in plain text. Some notes toward a proof of polynomial completeness in Hamiltonian networks. I page through the text rapidly, just skimming. There's no time to give it my full, in-depth attention, but it looks genuine. Bingo. I can feel an unpleasant, slimy layer of sweat in the small of my back. I've got it. Bye for now.
Bye yourself.
I shut the phone and stare at the paper. Just for a moment, I hesitate. What I'm here to do isn't fair, is it? The imp of perversity takes over. I bang out a quick command, mailing the incriminating file to a not-so-dead personal account. Figure I'll read it later. Then it's time to nuke the server. I unmount the NetApp drive and set fire to it with a bitstorm of low-level reformatting. If Malcolm wants his paper back, he'll have to enlist GCHQ and a scanning, tunneling microscope to find it under all the OX dead beef spammed across the hard disk platters.